And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning to you all. Right around the country, footy finals week, there's been a substitution. Larry Emder still out on holidays. Halfies like Ed Phillips in this morning. Nice to be with you. Joined by Michelle Bridges.
Good morning.
Can't lie, not at 100% for you, but you're a trooper and this is the House of Wellness. Where else can you get better?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm turning up, I'm shining brightly and I'm here ready to go.
You're my little ball of light. Get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. Gerald Quigley, our favourite pharmacist with us as well. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Michelle. We'll have
Good
you
morning.
Jumping after an hour.
Oh, Michelle, look, I'm on the road.
Good.
As soon as I hear that music, I'm off.
You can put the first call and question through to Gerald if you like.
Oh, lovely.
Describe something. And you too as well. Are welcome to call through for anything that's bothering you, any ailments. 131 873 from wherever you are listening right around the country. We're here to take your calls at the end of the day. Gerald will pick his fave and dish out a $100 gift voucher as well, which you can go and spend on anything at Chemist Warehouse. So give us a buzz, 131 873. Busy hour, apart from your advice being dispensed merrily, also with a hug as you always do,
always.
Gerald. Going to chat with nutritionist and naturopath Catherine Maslin in just a sec. There's been a new study that's found that diets rich in fats, including saturated fats, don't increase our mortality risk, but indeed high carbohydrates do. You know, all these low-fat things, it must drive your clients crazy, Michelle. They try and eat low-fat.
Well, it's always the new thing. It's like low-fat, no sugar, quit this, take that, sacrifice this, you know, to only eat when your lunar cycle moon is in its scorpion sun rising, lick the bottom of my shoe diet, like it's all been done before. Like, seriously, it does my head in, and I think it pretty much does everybody's head in.
As well, and there's a new diet. There's going to be this new fad coming. I'm going to throw that way, along with Catherine, to discuss. Also, you're going to have a look at some of the best footwear to have for your workouts. Not necessarily just your running, but also whatever sort of circuit training you're doing, which might explain a whole lot of sort of mysteries to us as well.
Yeah, look, I'll be doing it in a bit of a snapshot moment. But there's a few things that you can really look at very quickly to sort out the kind of shoes that you should be going for.
Yeah, absolutely. And running season really starting to ramp up now with marathons everywhere in every state and super long events. So you've got to have the right footwear. Otherwise, you'll get injured and we can't train. And they'll be happy about that, will they?
No one will be happy about that.
Also going to join our co-host on the House of Wellness TV version, Zoe Marshall, coming in to tell us about episode number 3 that's on your screens on Channel 7. From 10 a.m. this morning. And why don't we jump straight onto the line and grab a couple of calls first up. Mary is on the line. Good morning to you. First cab off the rank. Hello.
Good morning, Ed and Michelle and Gerald.
Hi, Mary. How can we help?
I would just like to speak to Gerald, please.
Sure. I'm listening, Mary. Yeah, fire away.
Thank you so much. I'm 82, Gerald, but I'm a very active 82, and I do a lot of work in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, I seem to hurt my knee, so I went to the GP. He put me on Nobi for a week.
Yes.
And it seems to have helped a little bit. But I think at the moment I'm getting like a referred pain in my foot, like a nerve pain.
Yes.
And it's very, very annoying.
Mary, you've probably just tweaked something in your knee and that has been reflected as pain in your foot. So the Mobic you've now stopped, which is good because it probably between 7 and 14 days is about the limit. Onto some turmeric. Speak to your pharmacist about the best turmeric that he or she has. Don't forget to give them a hug first. And ask as well for some lipoic, L-I-P-O-I-C. Yeah,
yes,
lipoic, yes. Lipoic acid, which is a 400 milligram. It's for nerve pain, Mary, specifically for nerve pain, which you can take in combination with your turmeric. So it's a 400 milligram twice a day.
That's That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Mary, and keep going at 82 Sensational.
Oh, you sound so sprightly and wonderful this Sunday morning, Mary. Thank you for your call. 131873 is our number. We chatted nerve pain last week. There's certainly a bit of hangover from that as well.
Yeah, there is.
And also want to focus on hay fever season, GQ. It's here with spring. Early signs are, well, sort of weather dependent, aren't they, on whether it's going to be a really big one or not?
Yeah, I think, Ed and Michelle, I think we're very blasé about hay fever. We talked to an asthma expert last week, but I found some research during the week which shows in Australia, so not anywhere else, in Australia, only 11% of people with asthma had it controlled under the current guidelines. Now, that's a disgrace. Mm. And sadly, we know, as we talked last week, there is an intimate connection between asthma and hay fever.
Yep.
And people are dying of asthma, and that in 2017 is a disgrace. Mm. So we'll talk briefly on that.
And that huge asthma storm that happened across Victoria last November, a lot of the people struck with asthma didn't know they were asthmatic.
They
didn't. A whole new batch of people.
Yeah, that's true. But if we can go back one step and look at hay fever as the initiating cause, we can solve a problem, maybe even save a life.
All right. Well, we'll chat soon about your ways to actually naturally boost your defences in anticipation of the season ramping up a little bit. Barry is standing by, 131873. How can we help you out this morning?
Hi, Barry.
Hi, Gerald. Last week you spoke on nerve pain.
Yes.
I know that there was a B12 involved.
Yes.
And I didn't get the actual painkiller. So I think it started with L.
Yeah, it's called lipoic acid. We just spoke to Mary about it, Barry.
Yes.
L-I-P-O-I-C, a wonderful settler of overexcited nerves where there are extenuating circumstances, and in Mary's case, she's got a knee injury, can be diabetes, can be a result of all sorts of things. So that's the two, and you can always throw turmeric in there, Barry, as an underlying anti-inflammatory.
Okay, now what was that? Lipoic,
L-I-P.
Yes.
So as in lip, and O-I-C.
Oh,
it's the same thing he prescribes for everyone, but it seems to work wonders, this combo.
Well, because there's three things, Ed, for nerve pain, and lipoic acid is probably the first one. B12 sublingual, it's got to be, Barry. Let it dissolve in your mouth. And the other one's got a very big name, and I'm going to ask you to spell it at the end. Ed is called acetyl L-carnitine.
Oh, that's what you get in Scrabble. It's a
winner. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong with that. There we go. All right, let's take a little break. We're here to help you out this morning, have you feel better. 131873. Next up, the new diets coming our way. Nutritionist and naturopath Catherine Maslin joins us next here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Where else is such great advice available? Just a phone call away, 131873, to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. Jim is through on the line for you, Gerald. Good morning.
You there, Jim?
Hello.
Hello, yes, Jim. Yes. How can we help?
Every time I go to bed at night time, I suffer from, well, not straight away, but I wake up through cramps in my legs.
Sure.
In my calf muscles all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I try pulling my toes back, but, it does help.
Yes.
I just sit and, just let pain go. But
yeah. No, it's no fun, Jim.
Annoying.
No fun.
I do take magnesium tablets.
Yes.
But it's only like the 300 gram.
Yeah, you need to step up the dose, Jim. And when they're all gone, swap over onto powder. Have at least have two of those tonight. And if you still get cramps tomorrow night, have three.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you overdo it, you have a little bit of looseness, and you might have to rip into the bathroom, and that shows you've had too much. But you're not getting enough magnesium in your system to stop the cramping, and that's the simplest thing. Now, if that doesn't work, even if you're taking three and it doesn't work, ring us back next week, and we'll have a chat about a couple of other options, Jim. But magnesium in sufficient dose is the best option.
Yeah, magnesium's little fuel gauge is that looseness you talk about, Joe. It's as nicely as we could say it.
Yes, we can.
Okay. Now, guys, thanks to a recent international survey, fats have gone from zero to hero. This is good news. Carbs, though, are the new villain, Michelle. You know it. The study of more than 135,000 people from some 18 countries published in the Lancet, respected medical journal, found diets high in carbos were associated with a nearly 30% higher risk of death compared to low-carb diets, while diets with this high total fat intake were associated with a 23% lower risk of death. That's compared to the low-fat option. So it is confusing and kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? But we thought we'd go to nutritionist and naturopath Catherine Maslin to explain more. Morning, Kath.
Morning, guys.
Oh, here we go. All
good
these
morning.
Sort of low-fat things that people try to eat thinking they're doing the right thing is not so. It's not the case.
I know, and we've been told that fat is bad for a very, very long time. But in the last couple of years, there's just more and more studies really indicating that's not the case. And this study, as you mentioned, is massive. Like 135,000 people over 10 years is pretty significant data. And it's showing that people who eat more fat have a lower risk of mortality overall. So that's actually quite significant.
Mm.
Morning, Catherine. Michelle here. And I actually really like this study. It really sings a lot of songs for me because I'm a big believer in fats, good fats. Mm. They keep you feeling fuller for longer. You know, they're great for all parts of your body, skin, hair, bones, etc. When they talk about the carbohydrates, would you say that that's mostly because it's high processed junk food type carbohydrates?
Potentially, but also considering that this study is looking at macronutrient intake, so it's looking at the total caloric intake of protein, fat and carbohydrates, I would say that on a general rule, the people who are eating more carbohydrates are going to be eating less fat. So you've got to kind of replace them with something, if that makes sense.
Yep.
But overall, the problem with carbohydrates, and again, we don't want to vilify it like we have fat, it's the type of carbohydrates that people are eating, and everything is processed. So we're eating a lot of wheat, you know, things like bread, crackers. We're eating lots and lots of sugar, and often we're not even knowing we're eating sugar, giving them a lot of foods. So that total carbohydrate load definitely is going to make a big difference.
So let's just get it really clear for our listeners. When you're talking about fats, let's list a few that we think are absolute winners.
Okay, so we've got fats that are going to be unsaturated and then fats that are going to be saturated. You actually do need both. So the healthiest fats are things like avocados, nuts and seeds, particularly more nuts and seeds, not so much the roasted variety. You've all been looking at things like extra virgin olive oil, cold pressed extra virgin olive oil is a good source of fat. But also we do need to include a little bit of saturated fat in the diet. So things like coconut oil, some organic butter, even some organic chicken skin, things like that do have a place in a healthy diet.
Okay.
Catherine, it's Gerald here, and I'm sure I share your frustration. In for the last 35 to 40 years, we've been thrown this low-fat argument, this absolute appalling argument. And let's drill down here. This is The Lancet, and it's saying that if you have a diet high in carbohydrates, you've got a 28% higher risk, we say mortality. This is dying. Now, if there was anything that came on the market that increased your risk of dying by 28%, it would be all over the front of the papers. This is hardly getting any coverage at all. Why is that happening? Why is it that for 30 years we've listened to this garbage about low fat. It's caused an obesity epidemic. Here is now absolute proof that it's been wrong. The dietitians are quiet about it. Authorities are quiet. Why?
So I'm going to get off on a little bit of a soapbox about this, guys, because if you think about it, look how long it took them to actually put taxes on cigarettes and to stop cigarettes getting promoted. It took a very long time to change. So what we have here is behaviour and food being driven by industry.
Yes.
So if, for example, if you look at things like the Health Star rating in Australia, which is meant to help consumers make healthy choices, you've got people like the Food and Beverage Council on there who are in charge of packaged foods and Coca-Cola, et cetera. So we've got industry that's actually having a huge influence on how governments make decisions. The other thing is that we find that when we're given information from government and authorities repetitively over a long period of time, they don't really like to backtrack on that very quickly.
No, right.
And
that's
it can take a really long time to have change. So really, when you look at the way that this has happened over the years, and this is a push of things like your vegetable oil, et cetera, over butter, really come from industry.
Yeah.
All right, now deep breath. Calm down, Kath.
I love it. She's on a roll.
We're going to be marching up and down the street later on, the three of us.
God, I'm fighting a losing battle here. Everyone, a big breath. Now, we spoke earlier in the week, Miss Catherine, about the next new craze that's going to hit Australia, and I love it. It's called flexitarians, and we had a bit of a laugh about it. It's for those who are sort of not eating meat as much, but just a couple of days a week, right? And we think it might be like the happy medium. Like, you know, you have the vegetarians who go out and they order a Caesar salad, but they say, oh, yeah, leave the bacon in, that's okay. It's sort of like that. But we think it's not a bad step, Kath, from getting away from having two to three times a day, you know, seven nights a week.
Yep. And I think, like, labelling anyone with a specific diet and saying there's one diet that's great for everyone isn't going to work anyway. So you really need to be eating the diet that's good for you. And I guess vegetarianism is a way to give a label.
I know. Here we go with another one.
Yeah, Michelle is a fitologist.
Oh, my God.
Or an exerciseologist. But, what is the name?
But you're saying that it's really about a whole food diet. It's about having a balanced amount of...
Including some fat.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
No, well, look, now, Catherine, we're expecting you to be, you're holding the flag. We'll put Ed in behind in case there's some flack with Michelle and I ready to support whatever you decide to do. But this really is just amazing, having had butter on my toast this morning. And I, you know, there'll be people all around the country, living in the country, nodding, saying, do you know, we knew that 50 years ago.
All right. Now, don't tar her with that sort of longevity, though. She's just a young whippet. You can find out more from off her website, Catherine Maslin, catherinewithak.com. Appreciate your time this morning. We'll chat during the week.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Bye,
Catherine. Let's take a little break. Plenty more to come, including more of your calls with Gerald. 131-873 is our number here at the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Thanks for your company this morning. Gerald Quigley is here to take your calls. 131-873 is our number, as always, from right around the country. Joyce is standing by. Let's go to you first up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Joyce. We're well. How can we help you, Joyce?
Good. I was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia 18 months ago. Mm-hmm. I'm in remission and I'm on chemical trials.
Yes.
But the thing that I'm having a lot of trouble with is the metallic taste in your mouth. It alters the taste of your food.
Totally, yes.
Completely, and it's driving me a little bit mental.
Joyce, a couple of issues here. The simple solution is that you take some zinc. However, because you're on a trial, you're going to have to discuss that with the people running the trial, because sometimes they don't want you altering anything, but please express your concern for your taste. Ask them if you can take some zinc each day in a tablet form to offset that taste and get your taste and smell back. But don't be surprised if they say no. Thank you for letting us know. We might make some adjustments to the dose of your trial drug. That's if you're taking the trial and you're not taking one of the placebo ones. So there's the discussion. So the solution, but you've got those little restrictions you're going to have to talk about with the people running the trial.
Yeah, I have actually asked them, and they sort of was telling me about taking, you know, things that have got acid in them and, you know, like eating fruit tingles and sweet and sour lollies, lemon drinks and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It hasn't made a difference.
No.
They did alter my trial medication
because
I was having a reaction to it.
Good. Yeah. But keep in contact. Let them know every single thing. Good.
But they, I've actually asked them several times about it and they've sort of said, you know, we can't sort of tell you anything.
How annoying.
About the zinc. It is. It's very annoying because...
Okay. Well, how about we go on the attack, Joyce, and we say to them, I'm going to take some zinc. Is that okay?
Well, the thing is, with the trial medication, if you take, you know, a paracetamol or anything, you have to tell them because it alters. So
we'll tell them.
Yeah, I keep a diary and let them know what I'm doing.
Good work.
So, but yeah, it's just, I don't know if other people, obviously I think other people do experience it.
Yes, it's very common, Joyce, and that's why if they can't offer you a solution, it's really annoying. So go on the alert to say, I'm going to take some zinc. What's the downside?
There we go. And Joyce, so happy to hear about your progress, though. That sounds wonderful. So thank you for checking in. 131-873. Spring is here.
Yes.
Hay fever is coming, everybody. There are some strategies for those who are, you know, really hit hard by it to brace yourself and arm yourself against it, GQ.
There are, Ed, and as I said when we were chatting at the start, we dismiss hay fever as just an annoying thing. We get a couple of sneezes, but there is an intimate relationship between uncontrolled hay fever or allergic rhinitis and asthma. And as we saw in the southern states in Australia last year, particularly Melbourne, when the weather changes tremendously, we can have issues with asthma that put people in hospital. So this is what you do. You keep an eye out on the forecast. When it's been hot and then there is a change and it's a stormy change, you get ready. You irrigate your nose with isotonic saline that does not have a preservative. The preservative is called benzalkonium chloride. It's an irritant to the nose, and you're better off using an irrigation without that. If you need to take an inhaled steroid nasal spray, they're fine, but use the saline first. Horseradish, odorless garlic, and vitamin C and marshmallow sometimes, you can take ongoingly. Step up the dose when the weather pattern is going to change. And there is a sesame oil spray you can put inside your nose to protect those very delicate areas from being aggravated by the tiny particles that are stirred up when there's a change of weather. So watch the forecast. Now, those facts are on the houseofwellness.com.au website. Mm-hmm. And so you can go there and read those again. And if there's any comments, they will come straight through to me as well.
And yeah, avoid your friends who have a cat.
Yes, well, see, animal dander is a very common, and that's okay because that's pretty constant. And you know, the issues we saw last year were that the sudden change of weather. But the frightening stat, as I mentioned again at the opener, is that 11.5%, this is a trial done here in Australia back earlier this year, and it showed that 88% of people with asthma are uncontrolled. Now, for heaven's sake, boys and girls, and this doesn't just blame the patient, but every health practitioner tends to cop a bit of a pasty.
It also turns up with fire season, which is, you know, about to kick off too.
Yes, it does.
That really, we've had some pretty big, heavy days here in Sydney already with back burning.
Yes.
So well, that also instigates it.
But it also means, though, Michelle, and you know, you're all about empowerment, and so am I, we have to start taking some sort of responsibility for our own health, because the system can't look after every single person.
What about some natural options to boost your immune system there? Some vitamin C paired with something else?
Yeah, vitamin C, horseradish, garlic are the common three. At a reasonable
get
dose
some garlic.
To step it up. Yes, garlic's
lots and
good.
Lots of garlic, and then go kiss everyone.
Well, provided everybody tastes garlic, Michelle, it's okay, because it's a very communal herb. But vitamin C in powder form does lift immune function. But I can't underestimate the value of that isotonic saline, because it washes the garbage out of your nose that tends to be accumulated there across the day.
The thought of the garlic smooches tickles your fancy, doesn't it?
It makes me laugh. But also, actually, you know, the other thing you just said about irrigation of the nose is pollution. If you live in a big city.
Diesel fumes, particularly, Michelle. Environmental pollution is something, again, we don't really understand.
All right. We've got a stack of calls standing by. We'll get to those in just a sec. 131873 is the direct line through to ask Gerald to tackle any of your questions and help you out this morning here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Our number here at the House of Wellness is 131873. Dale has been standing by. Good morning to you. How can we help you out?
I've just got a question about facial warts.
Yes.
I had one probably about 4 years ago.
Yes.
And I had that one cut out.
Yes.
And then it grew back.
Oh,
my doctor burnt it off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then it started growing back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got rid of that one. I used apple cider vinegar.
Good.
Now I've noticed I'm getting a couple more.
Okay.
And I've also got a couple on my back.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what the cause?
This is it's a viral infection, Dale. There are probably 100 different viruses that can manifest themselves as warts in various parts of your body. And it's an immune function. We all carry the wart virus on our skin, and we keep it under control. Usually you see it in children when they go through a growth spurt, they get warts. And then when the growth spurt stops, the warts stop. As adults, we don't really grow, but our immune function goes up and down. So start yourself on a good multivitamin. Go and have a word to your pharmacist and start on a good multivitamin once a day. There are some specific treatments. On your face, though, Dale, you're restricted, aren't you? You don't want surgery and you don't want all sorts of things. If you can sneakily do it, it's been shown that if you cover them with a waterproof tape, so you can get from the pharmacy a tape which is clear, that no one will see, and if you starve them of air, often they'll go away. There's another group that seem to have good results with rubbing some raw garlic on it morning and night. There's garlic again, Michelle.
Yes.
And there is a tincture of thuja, T-H-U-J-A, which we use in herbal medicine to put on externally in warts, although I hesitate to do that if these things are on your face. So, look, the first thing, rebuild your immune function. Don't itch them. Don't rub them because they will spread. Particularly, don't try and get in there with a needle and dig them out.
Oh no, no,
no. So, but let's build your immune function and see how you go over the next few months and see if they subside. And don't hesitate to come back. I'll also give you, if you send me an email through the houseofwellness.com.au website, I'll give you the name of a practitioner mineral which we use to keep warts away as well. Can you do that?
Yes, I will.
I can't give it to you. I've got a couple of people that worry about sometimes what I say who listen. And so I'll give you that name on email if I can.
There we go, Dale. Let's see if we can help you out there. All the best. 131873. Lily is standing by. Good morning to you, Lily.
Hi, Lily.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks. How can we help?
My husband had a stroke back in June.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got aphasia at the moment.
Yes.
So we're slowly working through this.
Good.
He's also been told he needs to lose a bit of weight, which is predominantly sitting around his belly.
His tummy, yes.
Probably only eight. He's got probably about 8 kilos.
Yes.
We've tried reducing his intake and told he should go on a low-carb diet.
Yes, good.
But I'm just finding a bit of difficulty to find a diet that just basically gives me, like, a plan, like a morning, lunch, dinner,
yeah,
what he should be having. So whether it's a calorie-controlled, I'm...
Look, there's a few things, and Michelle will agree with me here. You need some guidance. So you find someone, and your GP should be able to give you either the name of a nutritionist or a dietitian who can give you these plans. And then you've got to have a discussion with him to make sure he's happy to do it. So seek some guidance if you can, Lily. If you have no luck, let us know, and we'll point you in some directions. But your GP should be able to monitor that.
Wishing you all the best there,
and
Lily.
I can definitely help with that offline, yeah, as well.
Good.
Yeah, there you go.
Good, good. Now, from 10 a.m. around the country on Channel 72, it's episode 3 of the House of Wellness TV version. Our lovely co-host Gerald is Zoe Marshall, who's busy, busy, busy getting ready. Hello.
Oh, my gosh. Always the worst timing, guys. I'm just getting my eyelashes on.
And it takes, what, an hour and a half? Did I see last week,
two
Zoe,
hours.
That they have two hours for you? It's 20
Gerald,
minutes, 20 minutes
read. It'll be naturally beautiful. Like
this, okay? Gerald, sometimes it takes a village, okay? That's all,
yeah,
I'm saying.
Okay.
Look, it's not a contest of beautifulness, but Gerald and I in and out in just a handful of minutes, just
that's
saying.
That's right.
Just,
mm-hmm,
saying.
That's right. That's right.
Now, big show today, hun. Episode number 3. There's a big announcement today. It's not for me to say.
Oh, my gosh. The cat is out of the bag. I'm so excited. Today's my favorite. I mean, there's only been 3, but today's my favorite show. And even the segment I did, you know, off air, is all about how to fall pregnant with what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
So don't want to give any hints away, but that was really, really exciting to do as well.
Oh, good. And I might let you know, Zoe, Ed and I have got a surprise plan for you.
Do you?
Don't give it away.
No, I'm not going to tell you what it is. Just get ready.
Fall pregnant with what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, call me old-fashioned, but I thought there was another way to do that.
No, Michelle, this is like miraculous conception. You eat organic.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think we need to take you aside and have a bit of a chat, Zoe, because there's a bit more involved.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, I think I've been doing it wrong.
That's right.
Now, the makeup area smells amazing. You've been rehearsing and researching about making scents out of our scents.
In today. Do you want to say it or me?
Fernando.
Fernando Barraza is in talking about what fragrance means to us,
mm-hmm,
and how we can pick the right one. Gerald, you need a bit of help.
Look, I will. I'm just looking forward to the tacos, actually.
You've got to get off the brute and get a little bit more.
Oh, no.
Fragrance.
Oh. Zoe, that's having a dig at my choice of aftershaves.
And you know what? We're going to help you advance, Gerald.
Thank you.
We're going to get you sexy.
Thank you. Need all the help I can get.
Plenty coming up. Dr. Ginny Mansberg is in. We're chatting cold and flu as well for our little, mm-hmm, ones. And you have a good old girly chat with your friend, Dr. Nikki Goldstein. She is, what would we say? She's a relationships expert?
Intimacy expert.
Oh,
you can add the food into that, and you've got a whole new segment with the pregnancy.
Should this be on at 10 o'clock?
we'll get through it. But she's actually going to talk to us about how social media can affect our relationships.
Okay.
And I see them breaking down all the time because of these apps. So I can't wait to hear what she has to say.
Good. Fantastic stuff. All right, busy, busy. Finish the next lash. We'll see you at 10 o'clock on Channel 7 too.
See you there, Zoe.
That's the House of Wellness version. Thank you, Z. She's a good kid. Now let's take a couple more of your calls. 131-873. A quickie for you, Valerie, for waiting so patiently.
Hi, Valerie.
Good morning. I was ringing about, you're talking about nerve pain.
Yes.
I have a bulging disc.
Oh, dear.
To be sitting on a nerve centre. And so, I'm 86 years old, and I don't fancy the operation.
No. And you're taking Lyrica or one of the medicines they give you these days, Valerie?
Yeah, Lyrica. L-Y-R-I-K-R-I-C-A.
Lyrica. Three things to add, Valerie. Three things to add, please. Some magnesium powder to give you better quality sleep at night. Magnesium powder. An omega-3 supplement. My choice of that is actually krill oil, and you need to take that morning and night because that's an anti-inflammatory. So we're talking here about dampening krill. Yeah. Krill. Krill.
Krill. And krill oil. And what was the other one?
Magnesium powder.
Oh, that cramps me.
It causes a cramp, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a little different, Valerie, because that usually has the opposite effect.
I've got a great big pile of it here.
Why don't you take just a little? Start with just a half a teaspoonful in a glass of water before you go to bed at night.
Yes.
Are you game?
Half a teaspoon.
Half a teaspoon, just a little bit.
Okay.
Because we're talking about trying to get you better sleep and more relaxed sleep at night time.
Yes, I don't like this Lyrica because I can't. It's caused such trouble in my muscles.
Yes, and it can.
My left leg, I can hardly walk.
Can make you. It can make you drowsy as well. So you be careful if you get up to go to the bathroom across the night, Valerie. Look after yourself. Keep us posted, please.
All the best to you, Valerie. 131-873. Look, we're into spring. We're emerging from our winter hibernation. Everybody wants to get active, and it's the best time to do it, get outdoors. But what footwear do we need to look at? You've got a list and some guidelines on what to pick, Michelle.
Yeah, look, it's a really interesting topic because, like, a lot of people like just getting their feet out on the grass, in the sand, and I'm all a big fan for that.
Yeah.
Get your feet out as much as you can. Grass, sand, in a nice piece of carpet and squish those toes and get them moving and mobile and even give yourself a good foot massage.
Oh, yeah.
So now when we start then talking about shoes.
We'll do that after the break though, yeah?
Yes, okay. I'd love to.
Got some great tips coming up. And Gerald's pick of his favourite call, someone's going to pocket a $100 spending voucher to go and splurge at Chemist Warehouse. That's next here on The House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Breakthrough hay fever with Telfast Multi-Benefit Relief. And Sukin. Get half price across the entire range now at Chemist Warehouse.
It is the House of Wellness. Ed Phillips here along with Gerald Quigley and Michelle Bridges this morning. We're talking about getting our little tootsies out.
Yes, I've got you all getting your shoes off. Get your shoes off, fellas. Come on.
Right.
Oh, I feel so good. You're right on the carpet.
Exactly.
What sort of footwear do we need to look at if we're doing sort of gym circuit stuff to get fit or maybe even get out there and try our first little walks and jogs and runs in a long time?
Okay, so it's a great question and you really need to figure out what it is that you're going to do. Are you walking? Are you running? Are you playing sport like netball, which has got a lot of lateral and sideways movement?
Yeah.
So that will be determining the kind of shoe that you're going to wear. But first and foremost is what sort of foot do you have? Do you have a high arch? Do you have a neutral foot? Or do you have a flat foot? Do you tend to roll in or roll out? These are going to be fairly important in the kind of shoe that you select as well. So I would suggest first and foremost is to make sure that you get your foot measured. So you can go to a store, or you can even do it at home, standing on a tape measure or a piece of paper and just marking that out. You can actually stand on a piece of concrete with like wet feet to sort of see your footprint to tell you whether you've got a high arch or a flat foot. You can see the footprint itself. But once you've got that kind of underway, then you can start to make a decision around the kind of shoe that you're going to need. It's important that you think about the heel not being too tight, but just being snug. The instep, again, being snug, not too tight, and not doing your laces up too tight as well. on my website, I've got some different techniques of doing up your shoelaces.
Okay.
Can make a big difference, particularly if you have a vein that runs across the top of your foot and you're cutting off the blood circulation, which a lot of people do if their laces are too tight. The width should be able to move side to side a little bit, but not too much. The length of your foot, the longest toe, and that's not always your biggest toe, should be about a thumb distance from the end of the shoe.
And what about cost, can I ask you? Because there's good shoes for $100 and there's really good shoes for $250.
Well, you know what? They may not be necessary for you. It really is about feel, and it really is about what you want to do. And in fact, there's debates out there now going on still about the fact that we've over-cushioned our shoes to the point that our feet aren't working properly for us. Huh. So there's a lot of shoes out there now that they call free shoes or bare minimalist shoes, where there's not much cushioning at all, and it's actually encouraging your feet to do more work, which is why, back to my first point, was to get your feet out of a shoe every now, get both feet out, just not one, and get them moving and mobile and in the sand and in the grass, and really get those toes working for you, because that is a really great way to look after the health of your foot.
Great tips. It's horrifying seeing how white they are after the winter. Anyway, lovely work. Okay, just about at the end of our House of Wellness for this Sunday. Got a favourite call, GQ?
Yes, today's winner, Ed and Michelle, is Valerie. Valerie, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Talking Chemist Warehouse too, don't forget Liptember, a magnificent campaign supporting women's mental health right across the month. Some great offers from your local Chemist Warehouse. Hundreds of dollars worth of stuff in this box.
Yep.
Huge box that you pay about $40 for. It's amazing.
Excellent. And all the money's raised go to a whole bunch of not-for-profit organisations, including the RUAK guys. Got the big peak September 14th.
Yes, this
Steve's
Thursday.
Doing some work too.
Yeah, yeah, he's up in Bundaberg actually for the launch of that. So that's a day to really think about asking anyone in your family, anyone that's close to you, if they're okay.
Are you okay?
Love my hour with you guys. Thanks so much, GQ.
Thanks, Ed. Thank you, Michelle.
Channel 7 too for the House of
Wellness. Okay, got a rush.
Have a beautiful
Get your shoes back on before you run.
See you
maybe
next week.
Just run bare feet.
I will.
Bye.